History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25 years old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today on the line we're talking to a bunch of boys from the States from a band called The Advice. Now I love their song Forever Changed. We featured that on the radio for a while. They've got a great sound and we've got a few of them on the line there. Who have we got there today, boys?
Jared, Matt and Aaron.
Jared, Matt and Aaron. And what part of the States are you guys from?
South Carolina.
Fantastic. Well, it's great to catch up with you today. Now, do you guys understand my accent? I know a lot of US artists we speak to don't understand our accent. Can you get the idea of what I'm talking about, mate?
Idea, that right there was one of our words.
we just hope you and the listeners can understand our southern drawl.
Oh, we love it, mate. And we love your music. You guys have certainly got some great, fresh music that you're putting out there. But you started years ago. I think it was about 2003. Tell us how the band formed.
Well, 2003, yeah, me and my brother, Jared, we didn't have much option but to hang out together, so we figured we both played music, so we may as well do that together as well. Jeff, our bass player, was a fellow classmate at high school, so we just started playing, you know, the cover praise and worship songs and all that at whatever coffee house or a friend's birthday or party might happen, and if they'd listen to us, we'd play it. So that's how we got started. Aaron, our key player who's with us here today, he joined us in 2005.
Right.
And then our drummer was a good friend of his from high school, and he joined us in 2007.
And I understand you guys played alongside Mercy Me in the Rock and Worship Roadshow. How did that go?
No, it was a blast, man.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. Just being around artists that were as seasoned and as talented as those guys and being able to watch them every night play and how they interact with, you know, the people and all that stuff, it was a great experience for us.
And tell us, what kind of artists inspire you guys? Who do you guys really look up to in the music scene?
I would say Mercy Me for sure, you know, just because of the longevity that they've had in their career now. And how they haven't wavered from what they believe in and what they stand for since day one. So, I mean, I would definitely say I look up to those guys.
And I think you guys, signed to Inpop Records, you've got label mates like Matt Carney, Jimmy Needham. You've got a whole bunch of great artists on the same label. Now, there's a great song that you guys have released called Forever Changed. Can you just tell our listeners, what's that song all about and what's the heart behind the message of the song?
The main message behind that song is just kind of surrendering your life to Christ and really the difference he makes in the new creature you become when he really comes into your heart and just changes who you are. You know, you can tell when God's made a difference in someone's life. I mean, even they just glow and he certainly just through your attitude and the things you want to do is you're not the same person. So it's just kind of that story of how God changes us and makes us a new creature.
Fantastic. Well, I certainly love that song. And there's been a whole bunch of other great songs that I've had to listen to. And I'm just curious, who is the who does the main songwriting in the band?
You know, all of us actually participate in that. You know, depending on the song, it may be slightly different. Like the song Forever Changed, Aaron, who just talked to you about it, he was one of the main writers in that one. And then our new single, You Give Me, my brother Jared and our bass player teamed up with another CCM artist named Rhett Walker, and they wrote that one. So throughout our whole album, all 11 tracks, it's a pretty fair balance between the five members on who wrote what.
And I noticed that the song You Give Me got up to number 14 on the Australian Christian Music Chart. And I actually saw Matt Houston from the band posted that on your Facebook page recently, which is good to see you acknowledging your Aussie fans.
Yes, sir, always. We love it.
Now, have you got any plans to come down under sometime?
Well, nothing in the works, but, you know, we've talked about here, we were just about the success that it's having over in Australia, and, man, we would do everything on our end to make it happen if the opportunity arose, that is for sure.
Now, another thing that you guys, I notice you're on Facebook, you're very active with social media. How important is that for you guys to interact with your fans and connect with them that way?
You know, nowadays it's just so easy to be able to stay in contact with your fans and your friends. You know, with the technology, I mean, you know, you can post something and within minutes or even seconds, you know, thousands of people have seen it. You know, hundreds may have responded to it, and it's a really cool way to, you know, see what your listeners are up to, what they're liking, and what struggles they're facing in life, and, you know, how we may be able to help them through prayer. Or, you know, it's really encouraging when we do get a post from a fan or a friend that's, you know, that tells us how one of our songs, you know, helped encourage them through a tough time in their life. That's when, you know, that's the kind of things that we really look forward to, and it's so rewarding to hear.
Do you have any specific stories? Like, is there anyone that you can mention that, you know, has contacted you and said, you know what, you know, my life's been transformed, I've, you know, become a Christian or something? Is there any stories or testimonies that you guys are able to share of?
Man,
know?
We actually had our first single that we released as an independent artist back in 2010, Your Love Sets Me Free.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had a guy ask us if it would be okay. He wanted to play that song when he got married to his wife.
Oh, wow.
So because the song meant that so much to him, and the words and what they spoke to him, and him and his wife really, really loved it. And, of course, we were like, heck yeah. We sent him a signed copy of the CD and a poster and everything. We just thought it was awesome that, you know, God is using us to touch people in that way and really help change their lives for the better and realize, you know, there's a better way out there, and God's love is just so awesome.
Well, I just love that you guys have a real heart for ministry, you know. There are some artists that are, you know, they just like to gig and they just like to get out there and perform, but you really do have a heart for ministry and to connect with your listeners through Facebook and Twitter. It's so good to see you're so active in connecting with them in that way. And, you know, mate, there might be people listening now that have never actually heard the gospel. They've never understood, you know, what it means to become a Christian. Would one of you guys just be able to share with our listeners, you know, what is the gospel and how do people respond to it?
Man, the gospel is love. You know, that's the first thing. You know, Jesus' first miracle that he did when he came into his ministry after 30 years of age was he served. You know, he was at the party and they had ran out of wine and he turned the water into wine. His first service was not to get up and preach and tell everybody that if they didn't get saved, they were going to go to hell. His first service, his first miracle was, how can I help you?
Yeah.
Show me a need and how can I help you? I mean, that's what I just believe Christianity and God's all about, is just, man, fulfilling people's needs, you know. Like if you're trying to minister to somebody and they're hungry, they don't care what you have to say. They're hungry, man. Give them some food, you know. So I think, you know, we have, you know, the saying goes, you know, spread the gospel, and if necessary, use words. You know, it's really all just about your actions and just showing God's love. And God's love is simple as just fulfilling a need. And if they see that you love them, you know, like the Bible says, if you don't have love, then you're just like the clanging of cymbals. You know, you're not going to get anywhere. So, man, I think just the big key I know for us is just love on people and show them that you love them and God loves them and he'll take them as they are.
That is wonderful advice from the advice. And do you guys ever get people, you know, contacting you saying, hey, I need some advice? Are you guys an advice hotline or something?
Actually, yes. I've had it was just a few months back, I guess someone got confused and they needed some relationship advice with their girlfriend. And they asked us for help. And
Matt said, dump them.
I don't think I was much help for him, but either way, he found our band.
It's funny because I actually Googled your name before this interview, you know, to do my prep and everything, and all it came up with was all these lists on Wikipedia of places to get advice, and I thought, oh, I better put in the advice band, and then you came up. So
yeah, you got to put the band in after it. And the funny thing is, the single being called "You Give Me," it really makes it tough for Google, because you type in "the advice you give me," and all you get is relationship advice, grammar advice, many other things other than our single.
Now, can I also chat? Have we got Matt Houston there, have we?
Yes, this is me.
Okay, so Matt, have you ever been mixed up with, you know, Joel Houston from Hillsong United?
I haven't yet, but, you know, I figure with the last name, I mean, we must be distantly related somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
Music in the blood, but no, I haven't been mixed up with him yet.
Well, I can tell you this, we haven't been invited to a family reunion over there yet.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, seriously, guys, we really do love the advice, and we think you guys have got a great future ahead. What are your plans for the future? Have you got any big tours or any big events coming up?
Well, we're just finishing up. We're a part of an outside stage that have it, the Winter Jam Tour, which, you know, has been Toby Mac, New Song, Matthew West, lots of great artists on it, and they have an outdoor stage. And we're finishing up. We have two more shows with that. And then after that, man, we're just trying to hopefully line up a tour for the fall and maybe try and get over to Australia sometime soon.
Well, we would love to have you down under. And, of course, if people want to find out more, what's the best website for them to go to?
TheAdviceBand.com. And it has all the links to our iTunes and Facebook and YouTube and all of that stuff. So that would be the best one to go to.
Guys, I reckon you're history makers. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels, and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.